You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
Welcome, everyone, to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, board-certified plastic surgeon. How many of you out there have something that we all know and we all hate, and it's called cellulite? And how many of you tried, how many of you have actually tried different modalities, different treatment options, and it just never gets any better? And unfortunately, that's a situation that we as plastic surgeons have been trying to come up with solutions for a very long time. The good news is that understanding what cellulite is, understanding the genetic makeup of you, and understanding how we can go about determining what's the actual cause of what you don't like, that we may all be calling cellulite, but in essence, it may be something else. So today, I really wanted to make sure that we're thinking through this so that when you're taking a look in the mirror and you're putting on your new favorite bathing suit, because the season's coming up now where everybody's going to be trying to really look the best they possibly can in the smallest amount of clothing that they possibly can. We have so many patients that come in and want to do something about what they're calling cellulite. So let's talk about that a little bit. The first thing is, cellulite really is that puckering that you see usually around the buttocks. It could be around the legs, the thighs, and sometimes you can even find it elsewhere on the body because it's a tethering down of the skin into the lower portions of the subcutaneous tissue. And those tethering bands are what give that appearance of that cobblestoning or that cottage cheesy kind of a thing where it's actually dimpled and puckered. Now, here's the real issue. We know that if we separate out three things, we can kind of come up with a game plan that'll make that whole appearance better. And here are the three things. We have to talk about the structure. We have to talk about the laxity of the skin. And we have to talk about volume. Structure, laxity, and volume. And let me explain what all of those three things actually mean. The structure of the leg can be very, very obvious because if you're an 18-year-old, 20-year-old, and you really have wonderful, great structure to your thighs, it's not unusual that you may even see some puckering developing because it's a genetic thing that may just be happening to you. So regardless of how much exercising you do, regardless of, you know, the in shape, that quality, if you will, that you're in, we actually end up seeing a lot of you in here that are talking about that. And there's really nothing else that you feel you could do in the gym or eating more of any kind of special foods or anything like that. It's just something that's in that genetic makeup. However, how about if you're the person that has gone up and down in your weight for many years? And you know what I'm talking about with that. Because in that particular case, what's happening is that the skin around, let's say, that thigh or that butt doesn't have that same turgor or that same elasticity. And a lot of it has to do with your weight gain, weight loss over the years. And the fluctuations in that can a lot of times determine what laxity there is in that skin. And when we see laxity in the skin, many times we talk about that as being cellulite. But in reality, if you just do a slight little test where, let's say, you're taking your arm and you're just grabbing a hold of your anterior thigh, and when you pull up that skin, if magically the cellulite goes away, it's really not cellulite. What it is skin laxity. So we really need to try to determine what's going on there. And the last thing is volume. So you know that if you have an overexpansive thigh because there is maybe a little bit too much fat in there, pushing up against that skin, a lot of times you're going to see this dimpling because it is actually fat cells that are pushing against that skin. And in this case, the skin laxity obviously is really taut, it's really tight, but there's an overabundance of volume there. So understanding those three components allows us as plastic surgeons to try to address these issues and make the overall look better. And at the end of the day, that's really what we're trying to do, right? I mean, if you come in and we can figure out what it is that actually is causing that look that we may be just calling cellulite, but in essence, it's just, you know, an unattractive appearance to the thigh or the butt. If we have a way of making it look better, that's the main objective here. So understanding that, we now as plastic surgeons have some tools that we can do to make things better. The first of which was a brand new FDA-approved drug called QWO, Q-W-O, which is a way of injecting a chemical similarly to like injecting something like a Botox injection, where we're taking a very fine little needle and we're injecting it literally into the cellulite divot. And we do it in a special way. And this medicine, this product, lyses or breaks up the attachment, those tethering bands that are actually holding that skin in that puckering fashion. So that's a chemical way of dissolving that pucker, that strand of connective tissue. Another way of doing that is to do it with a little bit of a minimally invasive, if you will, surgical technique, where we can actually enter into the skin with a very small little nick. And what we do is called a subcision, meaning we're taking a very fine instrument that can break physically the attachment of the skin to the subcutaneous or the underlying tissue. And once we lyse or break that band, now we're doing it manually as opposed to doing it chemically, you can immediately see the skin rebound upward. It's actually fascinating. And we've taken some videos of this because it can literally appear so incredibly cool when you watch it happen, because you could literally see this band of connective tissue. Once it gets broken, the skin rebounds upward and it no longer has that puckering quality. Now, the issue becomes, what's to prevent you from reforming more of those connective bands? And that's the issue. Because at the end of the day, we know that there really isn't a cure to stop cellulite from emanating somewhere else. We can definitely make, let's say, your thigh better in an area. Let's say your outer thigh has a lot of that cellulite or that puckered look. We can either use the chemical version called QWO, or we could do a subcision with a actual physical way of breaking it up. But the problem becomes, we have no way of knowing that you're not going to form more of these connect, and you most likely will over the course of your lifetime. So there's no way to actually treat it so that you'll never have another, you know, puckered area again. However, the areas that really bother you the most should be the ones that we address first. And a lot of times it really just has to be in a cluster. And if that cluster could be made smoother, everybody's happier. And the last portion of this is really talking about how can we reduce the volume there in a way that's safe and reduce it in a way so that the overabundance of pressure up against the skin has been diminished, not to the extent where we're creating laxity, but to the extent where, again, let's use that same area. If the outer thigh has a tremendous amount of volume in it, and sometimes we would call this a saddlebag deformity or just an outpocketing of too much fatty tissue in that area, if we liposculpt that away, and again, being very mindful of how much we are actually removing so that we're not creating, again, laxity of the skin, we can actually help that third component, which is too much volume. So we can take down the amount of fatty material there. And the beauty of doing that is we're actually creating that second thing that I talked about, which was that subcision. Well, think of it this way. When we go in and do a little bit of liposuctioning or liposculpting in this case, we are actually breaking up the attachments of those connective tissue bands while we're doing our special kind of liposculpting, many times using heated energy like a vaser or radio frequency techniques or ultrasonic assisted liposuctioning techniques. And that's not only helping to emulsify the fat, but we're actually able to lyse again or break those attachments, which gives that skin that rebounding effect. And at the same time, we're reducing the volume that was there. So those are really key understandings of how we can make that, you know, quote unquote, cellulite looking area better. The last component that I wanted to talk about was what can we do for the skin laxity? Because again, let's say it really isn't cellulite. Let's say at the end of the day, when you pull up your thigh with your hand, magically what you're calling cellulite goes away. We know it's more skin laxity. So one of the tools that we've been using with very good results, and this is across all dermatologic plastic surgery practices, is using something that can actually thicken the skin. It's actually going to cause the skin that's in that lax position to get more turgor, to get a little bit more elastic properties, to make it not as paper thin. And we know that we could use things like Sculptra, things like Radies, which actually help get the skin and that area to grow your own body's collagen. So think of it this way. It's a way of actually putting some kind of fertilizer into an area where you know you have some laxity of skin. And over the course of approximately 4 to 6 weeks, your body is going to begin to build this collagen in the specific area where you want it to happen. Now, you know from listening to the podcasts from before, we talk about using Sculptra in many areas. We could talk about using it in the face. We could talk about it in the décolleté, in between the breast and the cleavage where the skin is very thin and starts to get a little wrinkly. Sculptra is a wonderful product to use there. And we also use it in the butt to actually put an overabundance amount of it so that we can actually do sort of a Brazilian butt lift, but without using fat to inject into the butt, we can actually use a good amount of Sculptra to make this happen. But I'm talking about using it in such a fashion that we're not trying to really make any area larger. What we're trying to do is make the skin quality better, make the skin quality more youthful, and make that skin quality tighter so that instead of looking at your thigh and thinking, I've got cellulite, when we pull up on the skin and we see that it's lax, injecting some things like Radies or Sculptra into that area in a very specific manner can actually make that zone thicken up and actually become tighter and not as lax. So with all these things out there, it really is something that you could consider doing. And all of these things, honestly, can be done in a very non-aggressive manner. If you have questions about this, you should really go to see your dermatologist or plastic surgeon that really do some of these body shaping type of techniques, but they are out there and it's very, very reproducible, meaning that we've been doing it in the practice here for quite some time with very good success, very good results, but most of the time the results will be that the assessment has been done properly, because was it really cellulite or was it really skin laxity or was there just an overabundance of fat in the area that needed to be treated, as opposed to just thinking that it's like regular cellulite. You've been listening to The Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, and I'll be speaking with you again next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to The Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.